Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being aired for April the 24th, 2022. We're going to be looking at the complexity of simplicity. And it gets pretty weird with people when I say such things on the TV when I was doing the Heart of the Tao about how great virtue comes in the seeming unreal, as Lao Tzu put it. And I want to spend some time this morning with you on this subject because it's really, really very important. And try to understand, I am a student of the Tao more than any other, let's say, teaching other than the Buddha and Jesus, of course. But the Tao is elevated. It is a different way of looking at things from the point of view of their absolute, but not making sense to the logical mind. And I will say this to you, and hopefully it will help. If you are really to enter into the way, if you are really authentic and sincere, you will need to understand that inner work has nothing to do with receiving the teachings from the logical mind. The logical mind is a deterrent. It is to distract you. We have become very set in our logic and our reasoning, and hence we have all the misunderstandings we have. Let me read you number 41 from the Tao, chapter 41, and then I'm going to talk about a question or so here that was given to me. Now, try to listen. The wise student hears of the Tao and practices it diligently. The average student hears of the Tao and gives it thought now and then. The foolish student hears of the Tao and laughs out loud. If there was no laughter, the Tao would not be what it is. Do you understand what he's saying? The fool thinks that the Tao makes no sense, therefore holds no credit, no ability to do beautiful things. You must understand. To the ears of the pedestrian mentality that lives in greed, logic, and reasoning, out of fear and ignorance, the way seems very strange and foolish. To the student who is average, he hears the Tao, but he doesn't focus on it very much. The whole idea of focusing on the teachings of the Tao or the way of the Tao, which is a revealer, not a philosophy, not a religion, is something that he only thinks about now and then because he has a spare moment or there was something that kind of bounced off his experience and he saw, oh, I remember Lao Tzu talked about that. Oh, interesting. And then goes on. But the wise student is the one who practices the Tao diligently. And I'll get into that in a moment. So I want you to understand the premise of our podcast today, and hopefully I'll be able to help you. The Tao is a very sophisticated teaching and has a lot of inner complexities that really elevate it to just pure simplicity. It's just a simple teaching, believe it or not. But Greg's mind, and probably yours, wants to complicate everything and make it much more difficult than it needs be. Okay? So, here we go. Into the first question. This comes from Roger, and Roger lives in Northern California, he says. And he's been watching my series on From the Heart of the Tao that I did years ago. And here's what he has to say. Greg, I can't believe it's been 30 years since you did these programs. I remember them in San Diego. They were brilliant then and they are brilliant now. And why I forgot them all, I do not know. The average student, okay? So he asks, and he goes on to compliment me, and I'm not going to get into that, but I want to thank him for his kind words. I don't get many of them. And then he says to me, why is logic out of the ballpark with reasoning in the Tao? Why did he speak the way he did? Lao Tzu, he means. I am not Lao Tzu. I do not want to pretend that I know why he said things he said the way he said them. But it is my feeling that he was breaking up conventional mind, conventional thinking. If you're a meditator, if you really do meditate, you will find that your mind starts to stray away from logic and reasoning, and you start to live from the impressions you get from meditations. Meditations bring about the impression, not thought. Thought is thinking. Impressions are reality. So let me give this to you via the teachings in chapter 41. Hence it is said, Lao Tzu said, the bright path seems dim. Going forward seems like retreat. The easy way seems hard. The highest virtue seems empty. Great purity seems soiled. A wealth of virtue seems inadequate. The strength of virtue seems frail. Real virtue seems unreal. Just taking that, you begin to realize that the content will not fit the container. Jesus talked about this as well. You don't pour new wine into old wineskins, lest they burst. All great teachers have talked about the state of the human mind and really what it's all about. If my mind is framed in the idea of trying to get something into my life, money, power, prestige, whatever it is, if my life is based on the whole idea of becoming a getter, and that's why people go to church. They go to church because they want to get something. They need a message to uplift their very sick mentality, their very sick mind. So they go to be reinforced in the fact that, hey, I can do this. I can get through. I can have money. I can. The old ways in which people were taught to inspire other people was based on the idea that you can have the treasure trove of your desires. And whatever those desires were, you deserve them, you should have them. This is the way I was taught in seminary. You know, they use the Bible to leverage and manipulate the idea that you can have it all. And this have it all mentality is just insane. And that mindset is what we use to live our life. But when you really start to understand it, the bright path, the true path, looks dim. It doesn't look exciting to the human mind. It doesn't look like you're going to get what you want. It looks rather mundane. Chop wood, carry water. Live your life from the whole premise of just chop wood, carry water. But changing the texture of the mind and realizing that in doing that simple act of just, well, like cleaning your house, things that look mundane to the human mind, they are actually the practice of disciplining the mind to stay focused on no thing. Going forward seems like retreat. The easy way seems hard. The highest virtue seems empty. Great purity seems soiled. A wealth of virtue seems inadequate. All of these things does the mind do to tarnish the way. Going forward, looks like retreat. Yes, giving up what you want, what you desire for the sake of being happy. The easy way seems hard. Yes, be disciplined, be focused. Don't want what's not happening now. We have a saying in Zen, want what's happening now. But if I want what's not happening now, then I miss what is happening now. The highest virtue seems empty. What will I get for all of my work, my effort? The awakening, the reveal. Great purity seems soiled. The purity of the heart, the authentic heart, that has no desire, seems foolish. A wealth of virtue seems inadequate. So what do you get when you have virtue? You are rendered into love. You are awakened into love. Great strength of virtue seems frail. Yes, yes. Understanding the tenderness of what it means to feel a connection to love, to feel what is pursuing you, it is love. Then Lhotse takes a little further, but I'm going to get to that in the next question. This is really, really important, and I hope that this helps you, because it is very intriguing to me that most people labor under the same mind in the same way in the context of desire, ambition, pride, and vanity, and do nothing about their daily living and do not see it as beautiful and virtuous. In everything you do, the virtue of the practice itself is the reward. Thank you for your question and your sweet comments. I've worked very hard in my career, and I appreciate that you appreciate, and we both appreciate the one thing, that we are here together to awaken. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. This comes from Alan. He does not tell me where he lives. What is real virtue? Well, I didn't read that because I wanted to save it for this. Here it is. Real virtue, the strength of virtue seems frail. Real virtue seems unreal. The perfect square has no corners. Great talents ripen late. The highest notes are hard to hear. The greatest form has no shape. The Tao is hidden and without name. It nourishes and brings everything into fulfillment. What I just read to you there is actually the persona of how life works. It is about the goodness of life. Real virtue seems unreal. Doesn't seem like it exists. The virtue of kindness, compassion, the virtue of understanding that great talents often ripen late. It may take years for you. Practicing the Tao, practicing meditation, practicing the inner work of releasing yourself from the conventional mindset that you were brought into this world with. I mean, we were brought into this world mainly by accident. Most of the time, it was just about sex. We weren't brought into this world as a gift. And when I look at my mother and father, it couldn't have been a gift. They weren't that bright. And you can probably tell with me that's true. But nonetheless, they weren't that bright. So it isn't like they made a gift. They needed something to keep their marriage together, and they were just fooling around. I know my parents. I know what they were. The hardest notes are hard to hear. The greatest truths are hard to hear. People can't hear these great truths because though they are here in everything we do, we just simply can't hear them. I use tone work in my meditations with my students. I want their higher consciousness to be aroused. And the only way that can happen is through tone. It can't happen through thinking. They don't have that facility, that acuity to do that. So I use tone as a way to elevate a certain part of them that they don't even know exists. And some of them, after years of listening to the tones, find a way to understand the virtue of the heart. It's all about being able to hear the virtue of the heart in spite of the logic and reasoning of the mind that negates that spiritual heart. I gotta go. I hope that helped. I really do. Thank you, Alan, for your kind email. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, if you have a question about any of this, Email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful weekend. I'll be back with you next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.